Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on Kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
You know, as I back announced this Kabza song, I remember when he had Pop the Land, which is his event last year. And there's this thing that, number one, you know, everyone, you've got events to, tickets to events, you've got tickets to games. Someone at the Chiefs and Pirates game on that day calls me and says, "Eh, don't call my ticket because you're on Kaya."
Yeah, you're in sport. Call my ticket with
Derby. That happens to you as well?
Yeah. Oh, why do you not have tickets to the Derby? I mean, you work in sport.
I'm a girl, I'm a chase. Which are you working in sport?
In fact, Tapelum Kwena Marapum and Kelly Chase, Umkele and Kai Chase. Like, okay, I myself don't have one, but okay.
Umpato Machase. Yeah, I could have said born. Mfundo, do you have like common misconceptions that people think about your profession, news anchoring?
Yeah. I think they think we are closer to politicians than what we give off. Maybe you can just dial up any politician and just have a fat chat about anything, but it's not the case. I think in most instances, those that would have established relationships with some politicians would have been reporters, not necessarily anchors at times.
Yeah.
Because the anchor would be on desk. And then the reporters, in most cases, you need to build those relationships. You'll be able to get your breaking stories. And then we're here almost processing and unpacking the story that you brought to us. So it's similar to like how you have attorneys and advocates.
Yes.
And then they're all lawyers, but attorneys are client facing. Mm. They deal with the client, and then the advocate deals with the attorney. Mm. The attorney comes and briefs them.
Mm.
So they just have that misconception with us and assume that we know a lot of people, which we don't personally. If it's work, it's work.
And but also there's that misconception that we're all friends because you all work at Kaya. Surely,
yes,
you blow my not land
that's
in
a
the
big
afternoon.
One.
You're like, no, no. I'm lucky if I actually get to see Glenn in the building because we don't work at the same time.
Yeah, it's like when people see me all the time, that's like, hey, where's Mac G?
Right?
And normally now I'm like, oh, no, call, no, lap. He's on aisle number 5. He's shopping for toiletries on aisle number 5. Go look for him. There's all these misconceptions, even like growing up. Because at some point I wanted to be a lawyer because of what I see on TV on Law and Order, that you spend the whole day just talking, convincing people, being all dramatic in front of a magistrate or a judge. And then I realized, these guys just sit in the office half the time. In fact, 3/4 of the time, they're always sitting in the office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also, I think this is because of trauma, because I was up to no good at some point at YFM, and then they found some stuff on the computer there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've always had a misconception that the IT guys at work know what we're doing on the work.
You.
They spy on us on the work PCs. We're being spied on. And it's very difficult to date as a DJ because, ladies, hey, I'm a misconception.
That's
you have about us.
That's not a misconception.
Yeah.
It's a misconception. DJs can be loyal.
Not a misconception.
No.
That's
proving to be true, hey?
I'm gathering, Julie Shem, I'm sure if somebody is in an accident somewhere, they bump into you, they're like, Juliet, so what's happening at that corner?
Yeah, and it's actually weird because I'm the one that gets stuck in the same accident I've told you about because then my work ends
right
at the office. You know, Kofa, and you're like, but I just spoke about this. But with traffic, the misconception is that they think I've got a long list of accidents and road closures that I just read out. When you would know, Sol, it's about gathering information, the data, analyzing it, monitoring it, giving it out in real time. Because if I had a paper, it would have maybe change the situation. So
I really wish people would see you do your traffic. Hey?
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm on bank here in the car, but like the GPS, don't you do traffic? Like, don't you know all the roads in South Bay? What's wrong with you?
But you know what the other one is? Is that we sit with many cameras and we can see all the roads, and then I just say, this is happening on the N3, this is that.
Oh, wow. Like you're in some giant control room.
Oh, wow, that's insane.
Is it a misconception that security guards, especially in residential areas, know everybody's dirty laundry.
Generally, yes. They do. It's not a misconception.
Really? It's not.
They do. Yeah. Because they know everyone going in and out. Mm. They know who's going to which unit and what is happening.
And they
are
called if there's been called. Some sort of misbehavior.
Exactly.
Also, so looks everything. Worried.
They know everything.
Give us a shout. What's the biggest misconception people have about your profession?
When Mfundo said because she's working in the news, people think that she has access to all politicians. They can and they can have a nice fat chat. That was fun.
Yeah, man. People seem to think that, you know, when you're on radio also, you're friends with all these so-called celebrities. On the line, we've got Masego from Honeydew. Good morning.
Hi, team. How y'all doing?
Oh, good. What do you do for a living and what's the misconception?
Dude, I work at Farms.
Yo!
Listen, I work at Farms. Everyone, when they hear that I work at Farms, it's like, dude, I want a tax clearance. I owe this much. How can we help? I'm like, guys, everybody, even me, I pay tax. It's like everybody just thinks that you can write it off. And after that, then comes the other one. But I pay too much tax. But you pay as you earn, you know? The more you earn, the more you... But why tax? Then it goes to politics. Yeah, this government, they eat money. The bottom line is I can't do anything about it, dude. If it's calculated, you made money. That's just it. So people just think, I have the commissioner's number to say, this one, man, let's write this money off and whatever. So, yeah.
thank you for the call, Masiho. Shay, man, must be taxing being her. Nomfundo from Germiston, good morning.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Oh, great. What's the misconception about your profession?
So I work as a sales consultant for Macro, but I work business to business, so I'm not in the store. So whenever people bump into me during the day and they see me at like a random 11 o'clock and I'm in the street, I get side-eyed like, are you not supposed to be in the store?
What's going on? Yeah.
And then some people even feel the urge to ask me, so how much is a microwave right now? I don't know how much a microwave is.
I was about to ask, what's the biggest special at the moment?
Hey, Black Friday is here. You must tell people to stop macromanaging your career.
I'm working for Vodacom. I want to jump on an amazing is by Yelinja, you skip and just both. Telephone, up on my phone. Or I'm going to buzz and yellow now. I'm going to buzz with his phone is slow. Manje ngenze ni ifone yami nama adverts. Hello, angisini technician.
I work for Metropolis, Joburg Metropolis. Umuntu bamisile kuphi kuphi ebusuku ufonela mina utakiwe.
Yeyani
mina. We don't know all know each other laphaya. Umuntu uthola itikiti uzofonela mina. Hey ngene tikiti. Ngithe akana plan. Amatikiti awasqwashika but badala tikiti. Umuntu adelela ama traffic cop athembe ngoba wazi mina. Hayi.
Maranias disappoint. I want to bang and bambung on my metro. Gang about when you drive. Yo! But yeah. I can get the next mina. I'm not control. I am a metro. What misconceptions do people have about your profession? Pindila from Boxbury, good morning.
Good morning, Kaya. Good morning on the streets, on the air. Hey, I work for an airline, That's what I said. I am on an inquiry or customer service for all airlines at the airport. Friends, family, they'll ask you, I lost my luggage. Where do I go? My child is looking for a job. Now I'm at HR. Next minute, I lost my flight or I missed my flight. Can you change it for me? It is the worst. I don't know whether when you work at the airport, I guess you work for every single airline that works there.
Manje Pindile, I'm going to Cape Town on Friday.
Exactly. Can you give me an upgrade? And I'm like, how? The flight is departing at 10. Is it possible to change it to 12? I'm not flight dispatch. I don't work a ticket. Get me a ticket. Is it cheap if you can buy it? And it's like, yeah, Guning is a lot.
Oh, man. Guning indeed. Thank you, Pindile. Costly from Boxburg.
Hi, following the team.
Hey, what do you do?
So I work at a bank, and the misconception people have about me is that I can actually get them loans without them going through credit checks and proper assessments. People think I can just somehow pull their statement and share it with them, or I can actually even make the declined debit orders disappear from their from their bank statement. So they have, you know, they have to send it to anyone. It doesn't have any declined thing. And I actually work with, I do young talent management. I don't work at the branch. I don't see the money. I also have to go to the branch to get my bank statement. So, yeah, that's the misconception people have about working at a bank.
Well, Kosli, thank you for the call.
I mean, the most misconceptions people have is when you are a pharmacist and they're like, oh, yeah, your soul is totally moved. Like, and be at liberty to just hand up my pillies. Yeah, I understand. And they even forget if it's okay. Say, yeah, I have possession of these things. There's things I can't give you, you know? There's things that you need a script for from a doctor to say you can have ABC. No. Umuntu makagula nje ukwenza usebenze pharmacy. Awuna mapilisi. Gosh, guys, no.
It's not all about span, in fact. Sometimes, even a simple GTI, you know, if you buy yourself GTI, I already see Zivana Hanor, hey, regular GTI, I'm a proper player. Because of even the polo, in fact, if you buy yourself polo or golf GTI, I already see Zivana Zumara, this guy, utloba busy.
Ah, Mara, we need to be honest. Ah, yeah, I'm a GTI. It's not a misconception. I'm a GTI.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.